All right, guys. We have four stories and half a story. First from the Nerdalogs, Chris Geiger.
Thank you for the encouragement, Claire.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There. So normally I write something, and tonight I did not, much to all of your collective chagrin. This is a bit more, off the top of my head. I was going to say whatever the fancy word is for that, but I can't even think of that. But I felt... In the intermission, I was like, you know what, I have to talk for myself. Over the past year, I have had probably one of the greatest existential crises you could have of just wondering what the fuck you're doing. And it's that same thing that everyone has whenever they are doing anything that's important to them. And my birthday is in 2 days. Thank you. And so as birthdays come, you start to think about your past year, and I thought about my past year a lot this year, so I thought I would end it now. And that's it. No, sorry, this is why you write things down. What that means is that, when we think of the phrase other options, we have those moments in life where we look at our different paths that we could go down. And we talk about that in Nerdalogs all the time because of the past show and our upcoming show. And I can think of three specific moments in my life where I made the choice to end up here, where I am right now, with all of you lovely people in this lovely space. And the first of it was when I decided on college. And I'm sure a lot of you have had that decision. My decision was between the University of Alabama to do something and University of Boston to do graphic design. And I applied for University of Boston. My brother was living in Boston. He was going to Harvard, so I was like, I'll just live with him. And I was really big into doing graphic design. And I decided not to do that because it would be too much money and it was too far from home. So I decided to go to University of Alabama. Which, roll tide, which is great. But then it also is one of those first moments where if I had made that decision, would we be here? Right? Would what's happening happen? Would you have those moments where you're like, how would your life change, and then how would you affect other people, and how would they make different decisions, and then you go down that huge rabbit hole of like crazy possibilities, right? And the second one was in my freshman year of college. I was a journalism major when I first started, and then I took a theater class, and I did theater in high school, and when I took that theater class, I fell in love again with theater, and became a theater minor, and then became a theater major. And I remember calling my mom, leaving the theater department, going like, I'm going to do this. And thinking that she was going to yell at me or something, or that my dad was going to get on the phone and tell me that I was dumb. which is not something he's known to do, but it's just something that I thought he might do. and he didn't, and they didn't, and they were very supportive. And I was like, I'm going to be an actor. And obviously don't consider myself an actor anymore, but I am very much involved in theater. And it was one of those pivotal moments, right? If I hadn't decided to do that, then would we be here? Would this be happening? And the third one was when I first moved to Chicago, I was working at an ice cream store called iCream in Wicker Park. And I was manager of it. As Scott Aukerman would say, iPad, iCream, I don't know anymore. And I got hired as a dishwasher and then quickly got promoted to a manager or supervisor because everyone else that worked there was 16. I was 22. And they were like, you look responsible. and so I was closing the store one night, and it was about 2 in the morning. and everyone on the street was about my age or younger and drunk and having a great time and all had a lot of money because they're drinking in Wicker Park and hanging out and living there. And I remember standing out behind the store after it was closed in an alleyway smoking a cigarette, smelling of sugar and syrup, you know, with hearing people having a good time on the other side of the building and wondering, what the fuck am I doing? And I thought about just, you know what, fuck it. Throw in the towel and go home. And I decided not to. I decided to keep going with it. And since that decision, and since the decision before that, and since the decision before that, you know, we've brought together a great group of people. And we've brought, and I get to produce for this space that we're in right now. And in the past year, I've thought a lot about what, if that was worth it. And I struggled with that a lot. Because while everyone here, while a lot of people in this room are my friends, we're all just work. And I remember when I first moved here, my mom asked, why are you doing it? What are you going to do? And I literally said to her, I'm moving to Chicago to find some cool people to make art with. That's what I said. And I have. And you guys are making art when you stand up here. And that is worth it. And so when I think about turning 28 in 2 days, it was worth it. And it's been worth it. And thank you guys for making it worth it. So when you have those decisions, I can't see you, but Yeti Press guy. Hey, man. When you have those decisions, and they're hard, remember, we all have that, and it's worth it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chris. I'm no branding expert, but I think iCream should look real hard at the name of their store. Real hard. No offense, iCream.
iCream, you cream, we all cream for iCream.
Thanks, Joe.